That's the Eagles with Hotel California. This is BBC Wiltshire. Welcome to hour two of World About Wiltshire with me, Marie Lennon. We've discussed bats, bug boxes and rivers. Around me, there are long grasses outside the Cotswold Stone Village Hall here in Sherston. The buttercups and the daisies are dancing in the cool breeze. We're live for Wild Sherston, a weekend-long celebration of wildlife in this North Wiltshire village. More to come from here in the next 15 minutes of the programme. But first, a national conference has been held to discuss countrywide wildlife decline. It was hosted by the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust and attended by politicians, scientists, farmers and conservationists. They met to discuss how best to reverse wildlife decline, especially on farms. It followed the State of Nature report, which showed that 60% of the species studied have suffered declines over the last 50 years. I asked Professor Nick Southerton, Director of Research at the charity, to explain what needs to happen on farmland.
And often that involves some kind of change of management. And what we do here in the Trust is we do that kind of work and then make it available to the farmers and landowners and foresters themselves, but also to the policymakers, because a lot of this work can be directly funded through European Union subsidy.
All of this is changing with cat reform and with greening measures. No doubt there are benefits for wildlife, but there are farmers that are wondering how they will fit crop diversification and ecological focus around their current farming systems. There are challenges with making those changes, aren't there?
Absolutely, and I've got a lot of sympathy with farmers. These rules are changing all the time, and as soon as they get used to one set and implementing on farmland, you know, these things take years to set up and then start to produce benefits. It all changes again. So I've got every sympathy with people who are trying to make a difference, but there is quite a lot of red tape that's holding them back. What we're doing is we're providing DEFRA, and thereby hopefully the farmers, with some measures that are proven to work, are easy to implement, and are relatively cheap but effective.
What kind of measures are they? Can you describe what that might look like on farm?
So if a farmer puts in a 2 or 6 metre grass margin and sows some flowers into that, just around the edge of the field, that can make a huge difference. Things like not using so many pesticides at the very edge of the crop. So continue farming efficiently in the majority of the field, but just leaving an edge, a strip, if you like, of crop around the edge where perhaps fewer sprays are used. That, again, can make a huge difference. Not particularly damaging to the crop, not particularly expensive, but can have a huge benefit to the insects and the butterflies and the birds that will use that habitat.
Would it really scratch the surface of wildlife decline, though, on farms?
Well, I believe it would, because in the case studies where we've undertaken work with particular farmers, we can plot how declines have been halted and how recovery is taking off. And under this new reform of the CAP, there's going to be less money. So we're going to have to do better. But I think the willingness amongst the farming community is there. I think we should trust farmers to do more of the things that they want to do. So if you like, a bottom-up approach rather than a top-down, being told what to do. The most highest profile project at the moment is in the Marlborough Downs with the Nature Improvement Area. It's the first and only one of its type, because it's being led by farmers from the bottom. Mm. And I think we will see some enormous improvements and changes over the coming years. As Chris Musgrave, who runs the NIA in Marlborough, coined, to develop lapwing envy. Get them down the pub, not talking about the wheat yield, but talking about how many lapwings they've got, how many nests they've got on their farm, how many chicks they produced. If we can do that, we are going to crack it.
Professor Nick Southerton, Director of Research at the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust, talking to me earlier on this week. Find out more about the Marlborough Downs Nature Improvement Area. There's some brilliant work going on there, and they just need some more support. So today we're live at Wild Sherston in the wonderful light and airy marquee.